All right, there's the topics I'm going to cover. I'm going to talk about what I do, and then I put in a wind study into my slides, but it may be, I think I'm at it getting a little bit detailed, so I'll go through it. You'll find it interesting, I'm sure of this. And then last, I have a couple, another weather study I did. I figured you'd like to hear some actual weather talk instead of just me talking about myself. But I will start with that. I guess it is easier for me to see what's going on because I can't wander too far if I come up here. All right, so that's my background. I was born and raised in Lincoln, Nebraska. And that's where I got my degree from the University of Nebraska in both meteorology and climatology. My first job out of college was in Minneapolis. I sat in a metal shed right next to the runway at the Minneapolis airport for my first few years, and I did a lot of aviation weather forecasting. And from there, I went to Palm Springs, California. And I lived there for about 3 years. I worked with a company at the time. It was Strategic Weather Services. Interesting story, the founder of that company was one of the D-Day weather forecasters. He had mastered many decades ago, well, not mastered, there's no such thing as mastering weather forecasting, but he had come up with a process of long-range weather forecasting. So I was forecasting anywhere from a month from now to a year from now. And we applied that to the retail industry so that companies could, for example, determine their inventory. We need to get the snow shovels out on the shelves in the New England and our New England stores 2 weeks earlier this year. Otherwise, we'll miss an opportunity with an early snowstorm, that type of thing. And then I went from there. I was transferred, actually, the same company to Philadelphia. Worked several more years with that company in Philadelphia, and then I discovered through a neighbor that there was an energy company, utilities company, Exelon, very large one, with their trading facility literally about 15 miles from my house. And they were looking for a meteorologist, and I thought that would be a fun new pursuit, and that was 2008. And so that's when I first got into the energy industry. And I worked on the trade floor, which was, I was used to more the cubicle environment. And then you get put on an energy trade floor, which is just chaos. And, power traders are, they're high energy, loud voices, no walls, open floor, and the meteorologist sat right in the middle. So that was a great experience for me. And then, 2012, I ended up at ERCOT, and this is why. If you remember 2011, anybody living in Texas would definitely remember 2011. That was the year of extremes. So you had February 2nd, 2011, and if you remember those temperatures and wind speeds, we actually have not, we've matched some of those temperatures, but not with the combined wind speed and the wind chill. So that is still, as far as a wind chill index goes, the coldest day. We have not experienced a colder day, combined wind and temperature, since that February 2nd, 2011. And what happened on that day was we lost quite a bit of generation. A lot of the parts, this is Texas. It's the same reason we don't invest in snow plows, because when are you going to use them? So rarely, it's not worth the investment. That's what you find at a lot of these power plants in the state. They aren't winterized properly. So you actually had parts freezing up and then this generation going offline. And we had to have rolling outages. That was the last time ERCOT had rolling outages, was February 2nd, 2011. So they went from that event to all of a sudden the summer, and everybody remembers the summer because that was never ending. It actually started April, May. It was already summer here, and you see the numbers, the total number of 100-degree days. We gave it a run here this past summer, but we still fell well short of 2011. So if you didn't experience both, 2011 was definitely much hotter than last summer, with one exception. This past September was much hotter than September 2011. But it started baking. By May, it was already summer, and it just continued right through August 2011. So what happened as a result of that, actually, there was this was showed to me after I started at ERCOT. There was an article that appeared in the Houston Chronicle. I don't know if it was both in print. I saw the online version, and the headline was ERCOT Needs a Meteorologist. And so, you know, that went through the board and the CEO, and sure enough, I was put on the budget for a job, and so I came to ERCOT in 2012, and it was a great opportunity for me. Not only because they felt they needed me, but I got to create my own role, which is, you know, everyone's dream for a career. So it was just kind of, Chris, we're glad you're here. Figure out how you can help us.